This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. It's going to be a busy summer for the U.S. Secret Service's Chicago field office. They're coordinating a security plan for not one, but two political conventions. Milwaukee will host the Republican National Convention in mid-July, and a month later, Democrats meet in Chicago. Coordinating it all is the Secret Service, with help from the FBI, ATF, FEMA, and dozens of state and local law enforcement agencies. Derek Mayer is second in command for the Secret Service in Chicago.
Our goal is to create a security plan for this summer's DNC that will minimize disruptions to Chicagoans, their lives, while ensuring a secure environment for those attending the convention.
The Secret Service hosted a day-long planning session with other first responders at Soldier Field yesterday. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson joined a coalition of black and brown leaders yesterday, urging the federal government to issue work permits for all immigrants. The room was packed with labor, business, and nonprofit leaders of the Chicago Urban League. They echoed the same demand. President Joe Biden must grant work permits to migrants and longtime undocumented residents. Jim Reynolds is a respected business executive in the city.
The secret weapon here in Illinois is more workers with work permits to add to the economic energy of this state.
Johnson said he is sending a letter to President Biden and expects other cities to sign. A new report from two civil rights groups shows a continued increase in traffic stops for minor violations by Chicago police. Last year, 44% of CPD stops were for licensing and registration violations. That's according to Impact for Equity and the Free to Move Coalition. Amy Thompson with Impact for Equity says this report is the latest of many, highlighting how CPD engages in pretextual stops targeting black and brown communities.
So when you situate what's going on here in 2023 in the broader Chicago context, it begs the question of what are we waiting for? What more evidence do we need to show how ineffective and how harmful the practice is? The change needs to happen, and it's so clear.
The groups are calling for Chicago police to shift away from traffic stops and to seek more effective ways to fight crime. Chicago's Steppenwolf Theater says its world premiere play, Purpose, is so popular that it will extend now into May. It's directed by two-time Tony winner Felicia Rashad. The show has become one of the hottest tickets in town. The extension will keep the former star of The Cosby Show in Chicago for a little longer and give audiences more time to experience a story that excites Rashad through its authentic portrayal of a black political family.
I love it because it's life. And that's what theater is. Theater is life. When life is captured in this way, when life is explored in this way, when life is delivered through performance in this way, that's theater.
Tickets are on sale now through May 12th. Something else you should know today. One of Chicago Public Media's biggest financial backers is expressing sadness over layoffs at WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation says it remains optimistic about the merger between the two news organizations it helped finance. It also urged, quote, patience among other philanthropic donors during this, quote, precarious period for Chicago Public Media. Today's weather. We are expecting clouds to clear a little throughout the day, temps peaking in the mid-40s. And tomorrow should be sunny, with temperatures reaching the high 40s. That's it for now. Later today, my Rundown co-host Aaron talks with the founder and a director at The Waste Shed. That's an organization in Chicago and Evanston that gives second and third lives to art supplies and other reusable materials.
I've just found that, like, the waste stream provides. Like, you'll sort of think of something and you'll be like, wow, I could really use this thing. And then in, you know, a couple of days or a week or maybe a few weeks, it'll just turn up.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, hey,
literally,
there's
yeah.
that thing that I wanted, and mm-hmm. here it is. It's like garbage manifestation.
Wow.
It feels very cosmic when it happens.
That conversation is right here at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.